Hi, this is Alyssa Barnes, the Shawnee FFA reporter with the Shawnee FFA Chapter Friday Report. Today's segment is brought to you by Southern FS. This past week, the chapter officers split up and went around Anna Jonesboro and Cape to collect donations for the Illinois FFA Foundation. The FFA Foundation helps pay for our state officer travels, awards our chapter members receive through career development events, and proficiency awards. The chapter was able to raise $2,500. Thank you to all the businesses and farmers that contributed. Last Friday, the Intro to Ag class, along with all the seniors, had a school-to-farm trip. They stopped at 4 specialty farms to learn about the economics view, as well as what exactly makes them a specialty farm. Students visited Bison and Buffalo Farms in Cobden to learn about their bison operation, Darn Hot Peppers in Cobden to learn how their pepper farm prospers, River Bend Rice in McClure to learn how he grows rice in southern Illinois, and Pay Morgan's in Grand Tau to learn about the Garden of Eden method as well as her heirloom vegetable and business. These students learned a lot and can't wait for the next school to farm trip. Thanks for showing us your farms. Saturday, Shawnee FFA members Tommy Whitaker, Alyssa Barnes, and Michaela Sickling competed in the State Forestry CD at SIU Carbondale. At the contest, they identified 25 Illinois trees ranging from a black willow to an eastern red cedar. They identified 20 pieces of forestry equipment and took a 50-question quiz over basic forestry knowledge. Members even timber cruised, which is finding how many logs one can get from a tree, and a timber stand improvement practice in which students are asked to determine if the tree should be harvested, left to grow, or cut down and left in the woods. Lastly, members competed in a compass reading practicum and a map reading practicum. The Shawnee FFA placed 11th in the state. Shawnee FFA members received their pastry puffin cells. Puffins are puffed pastries filled with one of the following flavors: apple, blueberry, cream, caramel, and cinnamon, cream cheese, mozzarella, and strawberry cream. Each member had a set goal to sell 10 boxes, which in turn would pay for their $25 FFA dues. Number one seller was Evan Goliar and Trace Fair, each selling 30 boxes of puffins. They will be receiving a $20 award at the end of the year for being the top seller. Thank you to everyone that sold and bought puffins. This has been Alyssa Barnes, the Shawnee FFA reporter on the Shawnee FFA Chapter Friday Report. Catch us next week, and thanks for listening.